are people of the Latin persuasion sticking their muzzles in the little window?
Oh, they're little, looking in here?
Our little porthole to the outside world. Yeah, one of the little fuckable broads from outside, and the twink. The man you suspected of twinkhood.
Oh, most
of twinking. I don't know. I think Latin guys can fall like black dudes into that, like, I'm just very clean cut and enjoy different shoes and
no, black guys don't do that kind of jeans. Shit. Like, I think Asians and Spaniards are like the most common trannies.
Yeah, shit. I'll give you that.
No, I think there's a lot of Latin fagolos, because, like, I think Mexican culture is, like, really, like, kind of macho. Like,
well, it's
fucking
homophobic as fuck.
Yeah, they hate gays. Like, they're shitty to women.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, they're constantly like, hey, like, Danny bitch, like, with a fat ass and, like, beating their
those big
cunts.
Fucking calves, too. Not, like, good toned. It's always just a thick, meaty, like those ham hocks in a butcher's window.
Oy.
That's how I picture guys.
I have yet to see any, like, Mexican hot dudes. Chicks. I see some, like, Asian-y looking Filipino broads, but
where here?
The some ones at the conference table.
Some of that Latin pussy was okay. That one Latin, I think that was Latin pussy. That was just kind of the more exotic Latin, not the
Spicks
shit that just
can
looks
look
like a tan white girl.
They can look fucking like Indian. They can look Asian.
They really
whatever.
Do run the gamut, if yeah. you will.
Those, well, because they
those
mix with them.
Spicks, as you enlightenedly put it.
I mean, that's what Filipinos are. Like half
yeah.
Spanish.
Oh,
half
and those
Asian.
Are some of the best. Spanish broads, or I'm sorry, Asian broads out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's Asian. And then you have, like, the ones mixed with, like, the Indians.
Those
are Mexicans.
Gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, the better they are where it's just kind of a little mixing with Spanish European blood, that's where I'm at.
Brazilian. I mean, it's Portuguese. But
you and your lost woman.
Oh, her.
Brazilian implants. Don't worry, I feel the pang of lost big tits as well. The fucking big tits McGillicuddy.
Who?
Areola Smith. I don't know. Whoever was in the studio with us a couple of weeks ago or next door.
That big and they were natural.
They were good for her, given she was like a twig.
Let me turn this goddamn song off.
Yes.
I've heard this so many fucking times. And what did you do to that audio? It sounds horrendous.
I don't know. It's just run through the board. I didn't do
God,
anything magical.
That just degrades the shit out of it.
Yeah, or
it sounds like something you download from Napster.
My MP3 edit did it. I think I have it knocked down to like a 16-bit.
Oh, maybe that's why.
So it sounds like Genesis music.
Yeah, because like what I sent you should not sound like that.
No, you sent me a higher quality MP3.
Wishy-washy cymbals are just.
Well, I don't. Yeah, maybe I should use a higher version one, but this MP3 just gets stored as a 16-bit, so I figured it wouldn't be the biggest deal. I could be wrong. That
I mean,
it just
probably
degrades
the only one
twice.
Who notices it. But no, you can really tell, like, when you listen to the cymbals. Like, it just sounds so, like, underwatery.
Yeah, it's
like shitty
sound, yeah.
Like, I guess that's one of the frequencies that gets fucked with because it's on the higher end, you know? Because it's so compressed.
I'm just pissed. I wanted to see those tits again. They're big, pink,
wait, have
white
you only
girl
seen
nipples.
Her, wait, how the hell do you know how big her nipples are?
I'm just filling in the blanks here. I'm giving her pretty big areolas.
I was going to say, did you only see her that once?
Blow-up doll shade of pink. Yeah, I only saw that once. I was trying to start something by just pressing my dick and balls to the glass nonchalantly during her show.
What happened to Fatty Pig Fatty? Did I scare her away?
Oh, Veronica?
No.
Arena?
Yeah.
You make fun of everyone's weight on this show. Arena's in Denver and probably not coming back.
Why? Just looking for work?
Yeah.
Sucking some dick.
You would
some
like
money.
To take credit for driving someone that far, but you cannot. She was in Louisiana for the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And then was like, hey, I think I got a job offer in fucking Denver to do something like on a ski resort. I'm picturing The Shining. If I have to imagine anything, like she shows up all clean cut and then a month later her hair is just all bugged out.
A nigga cooks. It's my favorite moment. Was it?
You know what
who's
you have
here?
To do.
And as a joke, I just go, a nigger. And then the guy says, a nigger. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, they had a different sensibility back then. They
did not see that one coming true.
What was the name of that old white fuck?
No clue. I think I've seen that movie once.
I've seen it twice. Lloyd. No.
The
that's
bartender?
The bartender. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Because he's at the drink or the bar talking to the imaginary bartender.
Yeah.
And he's like, somebody's here, sir. He's like, who's here? It's like, a nigger, sir.
It's either Lloyd or Floyd, because he says, hair the dog that bit me. Floyd/Lloyd in response to what he'll be drinking. Yeah, I just wanted to see those tits again. I'm a little sad we didn't get to, but oh well.
Oh, wait, you got here at the same time as me, so she would have cleared out by then.
I guess so. I have it. If you want to know how much I'd like to fuck that, just because why not, I have written in my phone, big tits, 6 to 8 Wednesdays in the studio.
With a nice alarm that goes off.
Bing, 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 dun, 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 dun. Ah, welcome to another Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, the flesh and blood, Will Papagiorgio.
She's a little too fucking Anglo for me. You know she doesn't know how to fuck good. Probably just lays there.
No, she'll probably lie there and it'll be...
Acts like her cunt is a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Yeah, like you've earned this. I guess you can have it.
I hate bitches like that. That's the
worst.
Well,
no, you want a chick who's like... fighting to get that dick in her.
Fucking.
That's the only time she feels good about herself, when there's a fucking inches of man inside her.
God damn. Any woman who doesn't have that attitude is worthless.
I'm more of, I want you to look good, because it's very rare where there's an intersection of like hot and really good at sucking dick and good in bed and shit like that. Usually
that's,
it's like
all I fuck, baby.
It's an average. Usually it's an average looking girl. Like the best you're going to get is an average girl who wants to compensate for that by fucking like a porn star. Then you can
that
go.
That to me is so much hotter than fucking just Kate Upton.
Oh, see, I'd rather just have
eagle.
Kate Upton, because then later on I will be jerking it as I want to. And you can imagine Kate Upton naked. And you're like, fuck, that was a nice body, and you get off to that. Whereas, I guess sometimes...
So you have sex just for spank bank material later on.
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, if we have to put that out there, sometimes it's like, you're not the best in bed, but it's going to be fun to jack to you later.
That's an issue.
Like, I'm going to fill in the blanks of this mediocre sex with my imagination.
That's horrible. Like, I can't stand bitches who just fucking lie.
Well, because you can't gamble on... The fat girls typically give good head, but you can't gamble on a fat chick being good in bed, because what if they're bad?
I don't
then
like
you're just
fatties
fucking a fat
either.
Girl. Yeah, exactly. Who does?
I don't like getting blown by fatties either.
I've had good fat head.
Maybe one of these days we'll be left with nothing but a fucking nub.
Sorry. It tasted nice.
Like when a fucking cartoon chipmunk gets to work on a tree. So that, like, sharpened
one of those
stump.
Beavers able to, like, dam a river
beaver,
in God 5 seconds.
I'm tired, so I'm going to be making all kinds of mistakes.
Ah, don't worry. I'm tired, too. That's why it's low energy as shit.
Words that don't exist. Things like that.
Points that don't get made. It's all right. We're just going to keep going. Laughs like, what's... God damn it! There you go. We just botched. I was going to say that Negro doctor from The Simpsons, Hibbert.
I was going to say Hubbard.
Yeah. Laughs like that, just to fill time. Show's website's in papasbasement.com. You go there, we've got every Monday and Thursday a new episode, hour longish, of this glorious radio show. Also, bits of my writing, which is all good all the time. Anyone who says otherwise is a piece of commie shit. And what the fuck's going on out there? I heard a noise.
I know, it sounded like farting or a chair being moved.
Or like when you move the gym mats and they make that scraping noise. You don't remember that?
No.
In kind gym class?
Fucking molester ass gym, like dried little boy jism is on the bottom of your
I just
gym
remember
mats.
Hearing that kids would get herpes off the mats.
In wrestling and shit.
Yeah. That is intimidating as hell. If I heard there's a possibility, and not like genital, which you can just hide and then you come and it's like, ha ha ha. Guess what you have?
Oh, wait. Face herpes? It's incurable,
like
too?
Face and eyes and shit. Yeah.
That stinks.
All herpes is bad. That's when, like, a girl is like, I
it's
have
bad.
Mouth
it's all bad.
Herpes or something like that, but it's not that kind. Like,
still stay the fuck away.
Exactly. I don't care how good looking you
no,
are.
No, that is still herpes when they have, like, the little fucking, like, dried scabby things around their
yeah.
mouth and chin.
And, like, it can get down there on you and shit if they're going
it's
down.
It's all the same. I think, like, maybe you're just prone to...
It's just localized, too.
Inflammation
in
certain places. I don't know.
Horrendous. You want us on Twitter, it's at Papa's Basement for me, and for Will it's at Billy Basil and at Gray Sky Eternal. That's his band. They did the intro song you heard, and they're good. They rock, as the kids say. G-R-E-Y. They're fancy and British like that, like Earl Grey tea.
I don't know if I've ever gotten any hits from this goddamn show.
Neither do I. What do you want? it's doing okay numbers wise, I guess, but at least it isn't losing.
Who listens to this? And why aren't you tweeting us? Tweet me.
I tweet us on occasion.
I'm so lonely.
I am too. I've burned out on Twitter like crazy. I've burned out on texting.
It's, oh God, I'm like glued to my goddamn phone now.
I've noticed that.
Twitter's weird. Like, I don't know. Either bitches like hit me up in droves or it's nothing. Just like real life.
Yeah. God, another one looked in.
Let me, is there any way to like sneakily look out there?
Yeah, just turn around and look and masturbate.
Yeah, but it's like a jail cell window. I'm just going to look out.
Do it.
All right, hold on.
Just stick your, they're all in the television studio right now. Just pop out. Look at them. How about with your dick out, like Super Troopers?
Wait, what? Oh, the leadhead, whatever. Yes. I saw a bit that looked all right.
And then that
nice
girl
hair.
That disappeared off the face of the earth puts the shotgun to his back.
The
and
hot
says,
one.
Melissa something or other. Yeah, she was
the
creepy.
Was hot.
She's okay.
Freddy got fingered.
A bit soft in the face, but for a comedy girl, she was great.
I thought she had a nice face.
It was,
that's
one,
pretty much all you see.
Bad. I mean, she was, yeah, it was just, it's sad. She was in those two movies, and you imagine she's moved there from
those two pinnacles of cinema.
In Oklahoma or wherever the fuck. I love whenever I think of just nothingness, I name Oklahoma. It's always either Oklahoma, the state by name, or Tuscaloosa.
Let's look her up.
Is that Alabama, actually? God, yes. Who gives a shit? They're all a toilet. Just that entire thing that isn't the coasts and not Texas. It's Melissa, Irish last name. She's some dirty Mick.
Freddy. Is it spelled with an I-E?
No, Y.
Got fingered. 2001?
Uh-huh.
Jesus, that movie is 12 years old.
No, we got about 20 years and then we're dead.
Marissa Coughlin?
Okay.
Betty?
Yeah, that's her.
Well, if that's her, she looks kind of haggard. She looks like Jerry Halliwell now.
That's what I'm saying. She's going to age like shit.
From Minneapolis.
Okay, I was close.
Minneapolis. All mid-coast.
The Windy Apple.
Known for Freddy Got Fingered, Super Troopers. Teaching Mrs. Tingle.
Okay.
I don't know that. Pumpkin.
That was a movie that was called Killing Mrs. Tingle up until Columbine. There's your fact of the day.
All right.
Then it became teaching.
So it looks like she hasn't done shit since the turn of the century.
Someone got married decently.
Still working. Just
dog
shit.
Oh, no. That's sad.
Bones, 3 episodes.
3 whole episodes of Bones.
Medium, 1 episode.
Wow.
Boston Legal, 12 episodes.
That's the shit you do on the front side of that career, and then it lands you the movie role. So she went from the movies. Then it's like, all right, we're not going to get you any movie
bit
work.
Parts and TV.
Exactly. You're going to be the bitch who dies in the first 5 minutes of SVU. A hobo is going to jack off in your every cavity.
Fucking multiple.
And Mariska Hargitay, yeah, is going to lean over you and just shake her head and go, so much cum.
That bitch is hot.
Who?
Mariska.
For whatever reason, I love like big tits and exotic looks.
You know
and
who
shit.
Her mom is?
Yeah, fucking Decapitato. Jane Mansfield.
Wait, she got decapitated?
Yes.
By who? Her husband?
No, she was like in a little sports car, I think, in James Dean.
Wow.
Like went under a vehicle or a truck or something like that, but whack.
That's a shame.
Off of their fucking dome piece.
So her latest project is Space Station 76, which...
That sounds like it's going places.
Doesn't even have a picture of the cover.
On YouTube.
And Rise of the Lone Star Ranger out next year.
Wow.
Yes.
Well then, someone's aged.
Yeah, she's, what, like 10 years older than me, so... Push
oh,
her 40.
And she's a blonde, and she's just a woman in Hollywood. That's so many strikes.
I mean, yeah, unless you're married to Ju Apatow, because she looks exactly like that bitch pretty much. Huh?
Really?
Yeah, or Jerry Halliwell.
They keep pressing their faces. You missed it again.
Do they want in here? This is RLD. Like,
no.
Do they want to play their fucking world music? Echo.
No, they're just like interested in what's going on, I guess, but have a little class. It's just guys behind a microphone.
Fucking show
I'm just
your
mortal.
Titties and your fucking pussy.
I know, I sound
pigs.
Like a god. Yeah, I want to see those
out.
Fucking nice brown areolas. Always those massive areolas on the Latinas and always pointing in the different directions.
Boy, yeah, I saw nothing but guys and I broke the
headphones. No, you didn't. There's no record of that.
Oh, well.
Stick them together quickly and then shove them aside.
Oh, no, I didn't break them. There's pieces of garbage.
Okay.
You're a
then,
fucking
okay.
Piece
he
of garbage.
Broke it. Fucking piece of garbage or something.
cock.
Come on, don't worry about the headphones. Just put on a different pair. As long as we can, plausibly say, oh, well, those look broken as shit.
No, no, they're not, actually. They're just cheap pieces of plastic shit where it's like they slide in and out.
This little track, and you just have to wedge the nub back in the track.
It's fucking embarrassing.
Yeah. Oh, Latin chicks.
Why do you keep seeing bitches? All I see is some fucking slack-jawed faggot and some half a fucking metro out there.
I don't know, man. They keep looking in at me and smiling.
Tell the next one to bring her fucking Chocha Gorda in here. Que culo grande, mami.
Whenever they've got the smallish tits, they're never good. They have to have
banana
huge,
shape.
Yeah, exactly.
Always like pointing
in a different
direction.
Like
directions.
A cartoon character that got hit in the nose. Just
cartoon fucking orangutan.
Yeah, his eyes looking out. Always nice. Good asses, though. It's like they have ass cleavage, not tit cleavage.
Oh,
I stole that from my friend Carmen.
What?
Great line.
Ass cleavage.
They have the tight ass.
Yeah. That's true. Like the heart shaped ass.
Mm-hmm. Good shit. Good shit. They're packing in them pants.
The older I get, I don't know. I mean, I like a nice set of fake tits, but
more into
asses.
Yeah.
I used to not appreciate asses at all.
No, they're great. They're much more fun in bed, too.
Yeah,
because
you're going to spend more time in there than you are in the fucking tits.
Well, I'll be honest. Not to sound like
grown men should not nurse on a woman for 30 minutes the way a fucking teenager does.
Mr. Chris Mortensen walking into the other studios.
Who he?
He's a fan. He tweets. Or
who
no, he does this on Facebook.
Oh.
He don't really tweet. He's good people.
Boy, do I. I can't wait to be inside of him.
I don't even know what the fuck you're doing. God, I was talking about the Latin. Yeah, because when I'm screwing, I don't know about you, it's like fucking 30 seconds of, oh, I'm kissing your neck and getting you naked. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then, yeah, the whole rest of the time, I'm looking down at where my dick is, which is right in the region of her ass. You know, it's usually hands on hips. And then just kind of, because lately I've been just an angry banger. So it's just like I grab him by the hips and then just pound it out for a while until I've done my business.
I'll do it like doggy, but I usually can't come that way. Like,
you know what my
missionary
favorite is for banging that really gets me off, man? Spooning. It's easy as shit. You barely have to move your body. You just kind of like use your arm. And if you sit in the gym all day doing arms, it gets really easy. And then you just kind of like smash their hips against yours.
That seems horrible. That sounds like
great.
An accident waiting to
it's
happen.
It's like using a fleshlight, but it's a person.
Usually to do that, it's going to be like a small bitch and she's on top of you. Then you like put your hands.
No, like the two of you on the sides. And then you just kind of grab her hip. And then your other hand, you can reach around and
hip?
choke her out. If you want to be romantic.
The difference between a hip and a thigh?
Thigh
is the actual like quad. Like,
yes, quadricep and hamstring region is a thigh. The hip is
like the side
bone
of your ass.
It's on top of that. It's
like
where
pelvic
flares out. Yes, it's where the pelvis flares out. There you go. It's a hip. So you get a nice hippie bitch. You put a hand on it. You go, come here, you, like scorpion. And then you just fucking pound it. You
fucking throw a hook
through
her neck.
Put that hook in and in and in. And it's like you're bringing her towards you an inch each time. Just.
I don't know. This sounds horrible. I don't even know if I've ever even fucking done that.
Oh, it's great.
Side sex?
Side sex.
That's a good way to get a fucking rug burn.
Doing it in a bed.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying still, like, sheets can fucking chafe. I have a hole in the back of one of my hands from putting it under someone's head while I was fucking her really hard. The shit, like, ripped open and started bleeding.
That is more a weakness of your tissues, I'm thinking.
That or I was just pound hard because I'm a sexual deviant and the goddamn earth has to move for me to come.
Yeah, I used to be like
a woman's
that.
Touch doesn't do it anymore.
I used to be like, are you barebacking during this or what?
Silly question is that.
Yeah, it's you. See, it depends. I guess my problem is if I start railing a girl, it's like this 30-second period where it feels great. And it's like, I just want to come now. You know what I mean? Like, I want to get this over with. This feels great. And as long as you endure that, which you have to, because you can't just and walk away.
You can if it's someone you've known for a while.
Did that just happen? But once I get past that, it's limitless. Like, it's just, that was my window to really enjoy myself. And otherwise, yeah, like you, I have to fucking really put stones to it quickly.
Well, still you.
To finish off.
Can't just click and have it be another bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Goddamn real life.
Well, you have to close your eyes to pretend you're like getting intensely into the moment, and then just visualize.
I've
fucking
done that
someone
when
else.
Chicks were like sucking my balls or something. Are you thinking of someone else? Live?
Did someone say that? Who the fuck said that to you? Anyone who says that deserves to hear yes, you loudmouthed cunny. She knew her place.
Maureen.
Oh, are you thinking of someone else? Go, yeah, your dad. Keep at it. Fucking bitch.
You fucking pig.
Oh, are you? Everyone thinks of someone else. How are you supposed to come fucking the person you're with?
I know. Horrible.
What kind of romantic novel is this shit? No one wants to fuck the person they're fucking.
I was just like, I don't know. Fuck. Give me a moment, Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, hell, I
can't have a few seconds to myself.
I usually like fucking the people I'm with, too. I still imagine other people a lot of times. I just get bored.
Yeah.
We're a porn generation. The kids 10 years younger than us apparently
they're
are all
fucking messes.
They're all fucking ED'd.
They won't even be able to like, get a rod with
I can't even tell you how many chicks, yeah, are younger. It's like, yeah, I don't fuck younger guys because they just literally don't fucking get it up.
Wow, because they're like just so overstimulated.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
I mean, if you want to conduct an experiment, just see if you can't get an erection without a mouse in your hand. If that's the case, then you might have an issue.
Well, that's why I go fucking seek out the chicks who know how to suck and fuck.
I mean, for me, I'll put it this way. If I'm shaking off the rust, it's a little weird. Like, if I haven't gotten laid in several months and I've been porning it up to stay alive, because
yeah,
that's how a man has to do, then yeah, the sex right out of the gate the first or second time, or 19th, might not be the best, but eventually I'm going to get back in the swing of it. Apparently these guys, yeah, they're just, they grew up. They're like 8 looking at fucking mofos and shit like that and dog fart. Like, they probably can't come unless some black dude's banging their chick in
Cuckold
front of them.
Sessions. Yeah.
Some black guy in his socks, which is the uniform. There, some Latin guy
Prep
staring, and now you can get the guy staring, but not the chicks.
What the fuck are they doing?
I don't know.
I wonder if they can hear every word.
I believe so. Whatever. It's not like we're screaming race hate. I called him a fine Latino gentleman, not the man that mowed the lawn. I mean, he gives a shit. He's fine. Any plans for the big Valentine's Day tomorrow, Will?
Not a goddamn
shameless
thing.
Perfect segue right there. Perfect.
Not even going to the titty bar.
What?
No. That's just depressing.
Is that one of the... Oh, so Christmas and Thanksgiving aren't depressing.
And the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl isn't depressing. New Year's not depressing, but Valentine's.
Yeah, I think that's a big day for them whores, too.
Of course. Of course. These are whores who have nothing in their lives. All they can think about is love, because that's their one
validation. No, I'm saying like a big business day.
You think so?
I know so.
Really?
Yeah.
How? I have to ask.
It's lonely dudes.
Yeah, I figure the girls would be off, though, fucking their guys.
Not a lot.
Or do they just fuck them earlier in the day?
I mean, not all of them have guys.
I figure all strippers do. It's just abusive, typically. Like, those are the girls...
Typical ones, yeah.
I don't think are ever single. If you know the types that just, they have zero ability to exist on their own.
Well, because, yeah, their lives are empty and meaningless.
Yeah, and... Women much more than men, I would say. I've only known one man who just couldn't be single.
Who?
Mark P, for the sake of anonymity.
Why, who's he with now? Ching Chang Chong? Or?
No. He's just kind of been rotating bitches like a pig lately, even though he's like fucking 3 years older than me and still at home. Yeah, why does he have proper shame about that? Living at home, you just should not be fucking around.
At 35 or something?
Yes.
34. Yeah.
And making, like, I don't know, $45, $50 a year. Certainly enough to get in a goddamn apartment.
I don't get it. It's laziness.
And he's just working the home angle into getting laid now. Like,
How does that get you pussy? I live with mommy and daddy.
Pretty easily, if you're like, I'm here because I care about my family, and you're meeting my family because I think, like, this is serious... And so he's using it as a shortcut to pussy on young girls.
Yeah, but one of your parents has to be in a fucking wheelchair with a goddamn like FDR blanket over their legs in order for that to work.
Like the old Krusty.
To be like, yeah,
the hair drooping.
Like the Groucho Krusty.
Yeah.
I think that's who he's supposed to like imitate. But,
I just want to do the Gilbert Groucho now.
What? I used to be. Groucho Marx.
I used to be Groucho.
I forgot Gilbert said
brilliant
that.
Fucking line. Oh, God, yeah. You want to kill some time. If you're done with the show, go to YouTube and look up Gilbert Gottfried Groucho Marx impression. Fucking amazing.
What a funny fucking guy he is.
Talented. Jeez. Just so wasted. What a career that just went, ugh. You can't say good things about his career. I mean, it's not like he's fucking,
I mean, he probably fucking cleaned up from that Affleck bullshit, man.
Yeah, but
those kinds of corporate endorsements, like, it's so much more money than he would ever make being like a huge comedian.
Shit, yeah.
It's just like, here's $5 million to appear in a commercial that will run for 6 weeks. Ugh. It's just stupid money. These are like literally $1 billion companies.
They don't give a shit. Yeah, they wipe their ass with that.
No, that's like where all that fucking
money. They're insurance. They make their money fucking people, and they're good at it.
Oy. So, what the hell are we talking about?
Well, we had Old Krusty.
Oh, wait. Okay, yeah. So, in order to work that angle, like, how can you say you're taking care of them? Or
not so much taking care of them, I guess. Just
neither of them's dead. They're both able-bodied. They're probably both still working. What the fuck?
Yeah, he just works that, and it's a big, like, you're meeting my family because I take you seriously. Not because I'm such a cheapskate, I'm not going to pay for a fucking hotel. So I'm going to bang you in the childhood
bed. Does he not say that he lives there?
No, he does.
Fuck him in your race car bed.
Yeah, man. It's a show. It's a show. And then apparently he dumped the one that he had been seeing for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, started fucking a new girl. The other chick was on her way for family Christmas. And she calls. She's like, yeah, are you at the house? I'm on my way. And he was like at a party with the new girl. And he's like, yeah, we're kind of over.
And wait. Okay, so wait, he didn't break up with the one chick?
No, just kind of waited for her.
Just got caught cheating on Christmas?
Yeah, well, he's like, I'm breaking up with you. The girl drove about an hour to get to the house, shows up at the parents' house sobbing. So apparently,
wait, when did he break up with her? When the bitch was like in the car?
Yes.
Wow.
Like halfway over.
Wow, what a class act.
She shows up sobbing. The mom has to piss away 2 hours on Christmas consoling this girl while he's out having the time of his life with the new one.
Wow, what a piece of shit. Where did this chick live? Out of the way.
She was visiting a mom in Winchester and then driving back to this area.
Is anyone I know her met or no?
No.
Is she hot?
She's all right.
How old?
Like 23.
Jesus Christ.
22, 23.
Daddy issues.
Little bit. I don't know. Let's say 23. Let's give her 24, and he's 34.
That's still.
Really?
That's not normal.
See, I wouldn't, like, if I were looking for a serious relationship, I would want 26, 27, and I'm about to hit 32.
That's different. Like, 26, 27, that's when people actually become people.
Well, that's how I view it. Yeah, I want the youngest person available.
Not some, like, dummy whose life revolves around, like, going out and drinking.
Yes, exactly.
But
the one perk.
No, because I was 23 when I first hooked up with Allison. She was 34 at the time. And I was definitely thinking, like, oh, it's an older woman. I got surprised when I actually got down.
I was humming Mrs. Robinson when I was 27 and fucking a 32-year-old. Are you kidding me? I
remember when you're like,
I thought I'd knock the pelt off a cougar right there. Yeah.
And when you're in fucking high school, if you get a chick from the grade above you, that's older pussy.
Oh, God. Dude, when I was
I'm 16 a senior, and I got his head from a 17-year-old.
When I was 17 and people were like,
you drank
that
some
16-year-old. When I was 17, I would see 16-year-olds and guys would be like, isn't she hot? I'm like, you're a pedophile, sir. How dare you? That's but a child.
Oh, no, definitely. Like,
and the girls above me, were these untouchable goddesses.
Now well, I banged 15-year-old when I was like 18.
Oh,
probably shouldn't have mentioned that on the radio, but oh, well.
Oh, when I was like a kid, I was weird. I remember I was 20, weirded out with like a 17-year-old all about my shit.
Yeah, because that's illegal, and you should be weirded out.
Whatever. And now it's like, as long as they fucking just turned 18, I'm like, who gives a fuck? I'll hit it.
I don't know. Like,
it'd be sketchy.
It's rare
dirty,
that I find
story.
A chick like that attractive.
No, no, they seem like kids,
exactly.
But like, as long as they're legal, I'm like, who gives a
like
shit?
Like, now 20-year-olds just look like big kids to me.
Oh, yeah, because girls at that age still don't know how to, like, do makeup properly and shit. They just have the eyeshadow smeared the fuck on.
It's just,
it's like they broke into their mom's closet.
Like little girl in mommy shoes. Thank you.
5-point reference.
But no, I mean, it's rare. I'll see some like teen bitch online or something, or even it's like one I teach or something. It's like, oh, I'd fuck them, but
no, they seem childish. Well,
they're gangly. They don't really have curves.
That's not horrible.
I mean, if they have big tits, they're still firm at that age, which is
good. Yeah, that's that magical combo. Don't you remember that though? When chicks were 17, it was like everyone was all tits and then bones. It was like tits and ribs. And then they came back that summer, and everyone senior year to start packing it on. And then they go to college and really start packing.
Yeah,
on.
I would say like a lot of chicks I remember kind of peaking in 10th grade. Sadly.
Yes.
So
yeah,
16 years old.
If you don't actively combat what Father Time's doing, yeah, it's just like, oh, you grew stuff and now it's going to just start flopping.
Goddamn hormones in the milk.
I don't know what it does.
Why did that guy come in the studio for like 1 second?
Chris, I don't know. Fucking shutting off the lights.
Oh. All righty then. So anyway, back to titties and some fucking pussy. So,
goddamn it, keep me to it. I was going to say, all right, Jay. Are you going to steal a man's soul later?
What's next in the... Oh, Valentine's.
Still doing Valentine's shtick, yeah.
How do we get on this and how do we get back?
Well, I was just going to ask, like, if you had anything lined up.
No. And yet, negatory.
Okay. I've
work and sleep and gym.
I have tossed out an invite to one broad, like, I kind of chill with now and again.
Who's
like,
this fucking cunt?
It's a 30-year-old chick, so I'm figuring, like, I'm rolling the dice that there might be
you
Valentine's.
You say 30-year-old like it's older and it's younger.
I know. I'm pathetically wired like that. I talk about fucking 30 and 29-year-olds.
Fucking wrinkly old bag.
Yeah.
And I'm fucking just like, cougars.
Look at me slaying this. And yeah, I guess technically it's younger. You don't find chicks right in our own age group, though, are just the worst to deal with?
They're all the same. I've banged like 5-6 years younger. I've banged 16-17 years older. I've banged my own age. They're
I'm almost always like a couple years younger. I just enjoy that. And otherwise, I'll go older by like 3, 4, 5 years or whatever. In my bracket, though, it just seems don't fuck with it. They're still right at that I need my first marriage place desperately and that first kid.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're a little bit older than me. Like, I'm kind of at that point.
Yeah, you're definitely at that point. Don't you have, like, a ton of girls from your high school grade that are, like, on your Facebook?
And you see, like, engagements and babies and all that whole shit. Weddings. Yeah, you know, definitely.
Especially for me. What I like is, like, social group. And, like, one gets the ring. Fucking they all need the ring within 18 months. One's married. All married within 18 months. One poops out the kid.
My favorite is, like, when people got out of high school who, to my knowledge, never dated in high school, maybe didn't even know each other.
Yeah.
And, like, maybe found each other on Facebook or some shit and ended up getting married. Because you'll see them, you're like, what the fuck, those two? It's like, I don't remember them ever dating. Or, like, people get back together with people they broke up with.
I'm trying to think if I've kept up with people or, like, met people that I was in high school with.
Huh.
You know what I mean? Like, 10 years later, like what you're describing. Like, if I didn't know them in high school, but they were in my high school class.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to think if I've ever really talked to people online and met them that way, like 24, 25.
I've had a ton.
I probably like fucked two girls that way, and they're going to write some bullshit after hearing this. I don't remember it.
No, like, I've had a ton of people add me. It's like, yeah, all right, I guess you knew who I was. I know who you were. We never spoke once.
Now
we want to be Facebook
like,
friends.
Chicks that I wanted to fuck but never talk to. Like, I can't wait for Facebook to suggest you may know, and then I'll add them. Like, I won't seek them out because I'm not a pervert.
It doesn't
really
show either way.
What do you mean?
Like, it's like we'll say, like, such and such wants to add you because they saw you through you may know.
Yeah, but to me, it's a line. Because I'm not going to sit there reminiscing. Like, I'm not that stuck in the past. My high school is okay. I did a lot of drugs and jacked it. It was good. But I wasn't Al Bundy, you know, I don't remember it like my glory days.
No, me neither. It's like, I remember the chicks who I thought were hot and like most are fucking wrecks
it's just,
now. There's all fat
it's a random
and shit.
Treat when they pop up on the you may know. I'm always like, oh, sure, I'll add her. Sure, I'll add. And they always add back.
Yeah,
no one's a sinister bitch about that.
I've only encountered a couple like weird creeps who wouldn't add you.
Really?
It's always like weird bitches, have it out for me for some reason.
Huh. Just raped them once or twice, and then
one is an ex-girlfriend, is just a fucking crazy cunt, and then the other, like all of them,
And then it end badly? Like, what?
That's some stupid high school bullshit. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, who the fuck would, if anything,
I mean,
like,
she's married now. I'm not adding you because I want to fuck you, you dumb bitch.
What attitude from her?
Nothing. Just didn't add back.
Wow.
And then the other one is Phil's cunt wife. Like, I apparently pissed off. Like, I don't even know how.
What would Phil's cunt wife have against you?
Phil's cunt half a dyke fucking wife, his female beard. Fuck her.
You think she's still all about the twat?
Oh, yeah. Fucking got married and, like, had a kid to throw her parents off her scent. Fucking pussy-looking bitch, I'm on to you.
She's
I wasn't invited to their wedding.
She's on Craigslist
either.
3 a.m. on the weekends, W for W.
Oh, God.
My fucking she-cuck husband's out of town.
Probably. I don't even mind if I, like... Because the last chick I was banging was kind of like half a fucking les.
My very first was into chicks, too.
I don't mind. I don't even consider that cheating. Like, if I come home and you've got a mouthful of box, who gives a fuck? As long as I can join in.
It's weird. Like, I don't even think about it. I've dated a couple, like, full-out bi chicks. It doesn't even cross my head, you know.
Like, if you're like, oh, I fucking...
Because all you think about, like, if you're into, oh, I don't want to get cheated on, it's like her getting dicked out. It's never like, oh, you made out with another girl. That's more like...
Some people do. A lot of girls are like,
watch.
Oh, it's... Still cheating. I'm like, no, it's not.
It's cheating. Like, if you have some full fucking relationship behind my back about it or something.
Oh, yeah, because then the other bitch will probably be a twat to you and not want to fuck
Yeah,
you.
Exactly. Like, if the chick is one of those Justin Bieber lesbians and she's like all
hardcore
about it.
Thinks she can fucking outman you.
Oh, exactly. And thinks like, oh, I fucking eat your box 100 times better. Say it. And your girl's on her back moaning like, you eat my pussy better. Because that's how girls talk. And, yeah, that would be a little offensive to me. But if it was just, like, she's drunk at some bar and it's like, I really want to fuck that girl, I would be like, how much alcohol do I have to buy to make this happen?
Yeah, fuck it.
It's lighthearted. It's
lighthearted and it's, fancy fruit.
Yeah, it's like, tee-hee-hee, those girls are touching each other's parts and they think that's sex.
Fucking scissoring.
Yeah.
Like, doing pubic play, like Casper and Eastbound and Down. Smashing each other's pubic
light
areas.
Fire.
Saw that the other day.
Oh, God. I fuck like T.T. Boyd.
You fuck like T.T. Boyd, the porn star?
Oh, my God. But, yeah.
Valentine's Day.
I wouldn't give a shit about that. Yeah, Valentine's Day. I actually hope my plans get canceled. I don't want to waste the money.
Well, who is this bitch? Anyone I know?
Nah.
Is it Veronica?
No. No, God, no.
Veronica's far past 30.
I would.
For those of you listening. Lost that number in the rear view.
Veronica is roughly
37 years of age.
She's 8 months, I think, older than me. She was 32-ish in October.
And
by 32-ish,
four,
I mean 32.
4 months older than you.
4 months, yeah. But to me, I wouldn't even go near. It's just too, like...
Too old lady for
me. Well, that's a woman that's...
No, she, like, wants to get married,
yeah,
and have kids, like, tomorrow.
Yeah, the burden of marriage is just fucking hanging there, like the sword of Damocles.
Oh, she didn't even, like, make a fucking, like... She don't even tiptoe around it at this point.
No, they don't. And then they think that's just, like, being mature about it. It's like, oh.
I mean, it is. Like, if that's what you want, you might as well fucking start weeding motherfuckers out day one.
Jennifer Love Hewitt of the real world.
But I've never known a guy who fucking is like, I want to get married and have kids. You get trapped into it.
Like, I would like it, but later.
It's like a fucking mouse that says, yeah, I want a fucking piece of metal to come down on my neck and fucking knock my eyes out of my sockets.
Like, I think there comes a time where you just get bored of having done the same shit over and over.
Then for her, that'd be a guy who's like late 30s, early 40s.
Yeah, that's when I would look for it. Like, I would enjoy some.
But she's fucking around with like guys our age or younger.
Yeah,
she's
a dullard about it. I love her, but she's being a dope about that. Just like that dumb bitch Meadow Soprano just got knocked up by Lenny Dykstra's kid. She's like 32 and he's 23. Good luck with that.
Well, he got her knocked up with half a ball or 3/4 a set of testicles.
Because he inherited the missing. All right, is that John Kruk or did Lenny lose one too?
Oh, whoops. Same guy. No, it's John Kruk. Lenny Dykstra's like the fucking egomaniac, like gambler who's broke.
Yeah, I just remember
just like, I'll get it back.
He was one of the last tobacco chawing motherfuckers on the field. He would always have the mouth full of juice.
No, but yeah, He's like a fucking like Bernie Madoff type kind of like.
Crux got the fucking half a sun-dried tomato hanging there.
No, Lenny Dykstra is like a goddamn like grifter. I don't know like what shit he pulls, but he's like in constant trouble. Yeah, like.
I forget what the fucking son's name
he'll,
is.
He'll like borrow millions of dollars and be like, come on, I'm Lenny Dykstra. I can pay
it
back.
Fuck you.
It's just gone. Like, yeah, he's like broke and fucking like owes millions of dollars to like various people.
He has a stupid shit. The kid has a dumb shit name too. Like a baseball related name, like ERA or fucking Grand Slam or some junk like that. I forget what the hell it is.
Spalding.
Yeah, you know, it's the same way Waylon Jennings or, no, God, what the fuck? Yeah, Waylon's kid is Shooter. Shooter Jennings, and he's fucking Drea DiMatteo. What's with all these
Waylon Jennings?
Fucking dumb country bumpkins fucking, like, hot Italian ass off The Sopranos? Is that, like, jungle fever for them? Fucking
opposites
an Italian?
Attract, too, man. I'd love a fucking southern bitch. Those country bitches are hot.
Oh, they're well maintained. Yeah,
fake tits. All they care about is a goddamn appearance.
Yeah,
like any good woman should.
They're like 40 and still skinny as shit.
Fuck, like God bless. Those bitches are hot. Like
Bill Rowland. Bill, if you're listening, by the way, you got to come on the show soon. Grant Paulson and I were just randomly having a lunch at Hooters, and Bill strolls in with a bunch of Mason guys. He's like, "What the hell are you guys plotting a show without me?" I'm like, "No, come on." He was telling stories about going to the South for various sporting events, and it's just like. Fucking
Roman orgy.
Well, it's like these gorgeous, you know, co-eds there in their pearls and dresses. And then he's like, yeah, and the moms are just literally 22 years older. Like they get out of college and immediately have the kid.
Right.
And they look amazing too. And you're just like, oh my fucking God.
Oh, it wasn't like stories about like them getting fucking football team to run a train on them or something.
No. It wasn't Jessica Biel in Rules of Attraction.
No.
Oh.
Wait, she's the short-haired bitch?
No, that's Shannon Sussman.
Oh.
She's the dirty bitch. She's like, oh,
gets
rusty
fucked
pipes.
By the townie.
She, I don't remember if she's a townie, but the football team runs train on her. It's like literally the scene you're describing.
Is it in the beginning?
I don't know. Beginning, middle,
and
something. She's like, she's walking down a hallway with a bottle of vodka. Like
I've seen that.
Like a fucking Pied Piper.
Yeah.
To get the football team to run train. Or maybe it's just in voiceover they talk about the team running train on.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
but I thought she like walked into a dorm with just like eight players like hello dolls.
Oh, it ain't ringing a bell. Like I've tried to watch that movie, it fucking stinks.
If you want to know how fucking horrible my brain is, saying that the hello dares made me remember that earlier today I was in the line at the bank and a black chick was told that she emptied her account and overdrafted getting food at Popeyes.
Nice.
Fucking almost bit through my tongue.
And what did she say? Did she try to deny it?
No. She was just like,
deny
what?
Till you die.
Damn, Popeyes ain't that expensive or something to that effect.
That's the worst. When you overdraft for some fucking bullshit $2 purchase and
yeah.
They charge you $30.
She wasn't that black sounding, by the way. It was like, what?
Oh, my mercy. Ain't got time for that. Good Lord.
And then just started fanning herself. Oh, yeah. God, that was fun. I really had to, like, do that look away and then kind of, like, where you smush your face up to hide that you're smiling. You're just like...
I always just put my hand over my mouth like I have to fucking, like, cough or some shit.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I do the... Like, I wrinkle my eyes intensely.
So you look like you're trying to hold in a fucking gas.
pretty much. I look like I'm shitting my pants in the line. But back to Valentine's Day.
Is there anything left of mine? Or have you gotten all the gold out of that?
No, we can talk about me having to... buy the crap for mom, which I didn't remember I had
shit.
To do.
You choose to.
Well, I chose to. Which, by the way, if you want to chip in a few ducats for that.
No.
Well, fuck you.
Maybe
too.
We could have taken her out to dinner tonight instead of doing this horseshit.
Well, I'll let you cover that tab then.
I don't give a fuck, but.
Then my $7 of chocolate and $2 in cars doesn't sound like a bad investment after all.
I mean, everything's going to close in goddamn 20 minutes anyway.
Nah, we'll do the food later this week. Yeah, I had to get a damn pizza.
Tonight?
Yes. There's pizza and chicken awaiting you.
What kind?
Your favorite, Bon Appetito, the New York style that you abhor.
God damn it. Like the rubber cheese?
Yeah, just pull it off. I don't know. Or heat it.
Why don't you get Pomodoro's? Some decent shit.
I was in the other area.
Where the fuck is Bon Appetito so I could burn it to the fucking ground?
It's right next to Game Parlor. And
why the hell were you in that fucking rat's nest?
I was buying the kittens food and sand to shit in.
And they don't have that in, like, civilized shopping centers?
I don't know, man. I had business out that way. Then I went to Target to buy envelopes to mail video games and to buy chocolate for mom, and a card that shows a cat that looks like one of the two kittens springing out.
Yeah, and go to Costco and get all this shit.
My jack off lotion. Can't get that at Costco. Or maybe you can. Maybe you can get like an Astroglide the size of a quart of milk. That'll just last.
Wait, you actually buy Astroglide?
Yeah, I've gotten into that like for the past 6 months. It feels great.
I've heard it's good lube.
100 times better than using lotion.
Why? Is it like oily?
Prison or otherwise. It just actually doesn't. I don't know about you. When you're jacking off with lotion, we're going to get into some real technical shit that I know inside and out. Like, the bonds in that substance break down. Have you noticed this? So it starts to like almost ball up like dough and kind of detach. Like, there's a bit of the lubricant part, and then the thicker material that holds that lube in will kind of dissolve and almost fall like pebbles off it.
A little bit. You're probably using cheap shit. Not your CeraVe, the nice stuff.
No.
But yeah, I know what you're saying. It looks like that CVS glue that attaches like maillets, or it's like you peel it off and it's that rubbery glue that you can then peel and like roll into a little ball.
Yeah, like the tip of a glue stick where it dries. And because I'm compulsive, I'll always pull that little ring around. Or not, you know, the glue sticks with the foam tips, not just your Elmer's roll out like a lipstick, like a little dog's Red Rocket.
Right.
Yeah. It's Astroglide just doesn't do that, man. You keep working with it. It'll absorb a little, and you put maybe another dab on, but it does not.
Does it feel like it lotion, or does it like feel like you jerk off with olive oil? Like,
it's feels great. It feels 100 times better than lotion. Like, the first few times you do it, you're just like, it's like feeling pussy for the first
time. Where do you get this? Walmart?
Everywhere. And everyone has
aren't
their
you embarrassed
knockoff
to buy
too.
It by yourself? Because at least when I've had lotion, it's like, whatever, I have shitty skin anyway.
I mean, yes and no. I bought it when I was fucking people.
I was gonna say,
bought
like,
it alone.
Yeah, you better just stock up when you're like at Walmart with a chick.
How do they know? Like, oh, you're saying I have to be in line with the woman? Like, you could just be getting it for
well,
your...
you could get it at the goddamn self checkout, but I'd feel embarrassed handing some like fat old ugly woman Astroglide.
I don't know. I'd feel embarrassed giving it to like a hot chick. Some fat old woman, fuck her. And her old wrinkly pooch.
I used to feel like be embarrassed getting condoms when I was a kid.
Oh, condoms are great. That means you're fucking. I'll scream it from the rooftops. Like, I'm buying rubbers. I put them on my dick, which I then stick inside women.
Now I'm embarrassed to buy condoms because that means my life is going backwards.
You've evolved.
Fuck no. Fuck condoms. I don't even want to pull out anymore. Like, any bitch I fuck from now on better A, be on birth control. B, have had a hysterectomy or the tubes tied.
Getting the CPAP.
Or C, have like a rich daddy. Because I feel like dropping loads from here on out.
Hey, it feels the best. You're not going to get any debate from me. When you're just fucking and it's like...
Polluting a bitch's womb.
Yeah, I mean, it...
Cream pie that shit.
Humankind is here today because it doesn't feel as good to pull out as it does to stay in. Our caveman ancestors, we were just like, and they're fucking nut in the cave, bitch. Because, you know, who had a box that looked like the Geico caveman's scalp. Because, you know, it felt good.
Oh, fuck.
As Donnie G, the brilliant Don Geronimo, once said, the moment of nirvana. You're not going to pull out to miss that.
No, that's the only thing that can make me stand a woman now, either.
One who takes the cream pies.
Yeah, it's like, all right, let me fucking drop a load in your cunt. Like, I guess I'll let you hang around.
Like an Alka-Seltzer. Oh, my God. No, well, that was the best thing about tossing in my Astroglide on today's purchase, because it looked like I was buying Valentine's for a bitch, and I was just a shitty boyfriend instead of someone half-heartedly getting crap for their mom, because it wasn't like a card to dear old mom. That would be the worst purchase ever. It's like, I love you, mom. Box of chocolates.
Lube.
Anal lube. But it was a general card that would fit for anyone. And
we got
this
at Target.
Looks like I'm fucking. Yeah, Target.
They don't have self-checkout, do they?
No, I've never known a place where I can buy Astroglide to have self-checkout. It's
Walmart.
Always,
but Walmart shit's always closed for some
reason. I
don't
like paying. I don't support them. They're evil. They're more evil than all the other evil shit out there. And the other shit's real evil.
Yeah, but God, they do have like a lot of crap that I like in one place.
You want to buy your hammers the same place you buy your pants?
No, I don't buy clothes there.
You're not gonna catch my King of the Hill. I put a King of the Hill out there. You don't catch it.
But no, see, like I'm, like they have the kind of deodorant I like. They have the kind of toothbrushes I like. They kind of the fucking like you know like that kind of shit. Where it's like otherwise I'd have to go to like CVS for some shit or Target for something else.
Oh.
Or Costco for something else.
I just, dude, for me, deodorant, it's like, did it cause my armpits to have the hives? Then it was okay. I don't want to smell like a fucking old man, and I don't want to be scratching my pits raw. And if you fall somewhere in that continuum and you don't smell like Axe, then you're fine.
I like
by
that
me.
Negro Old Spice.
Oh, Fiji.
Yeah.
Fiji's not bad.
Well, that's just one of the scents. I think there's a few others.
Fushi.
I don't know.
Fushi.
Ching Chang Chong.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
But no, that shit's all right. Because, yeah, Old Spice is kind of like that old man smell. Like just the regular shit. That's what Dad would wear.
Yeah, they're non like that Manila tube or whatever.
That's like definitely old man scent, which I used
is
to
is the one that's like you want to get laid. These are new ones. The
yeah,
one
that's
that
what I
PG
get now.
Yeah.
But I'm saying I used
the
to
red
have
the tube.
Fucking like
is like
50 and up.
Yeah, you're getting a blowjob and you've got those garter belt socks on with the pipe hanging from your mouth.
Oh shit!
Or Jesus, you're too old and manly for deodorant.
Because there's not even like a lot. Yeah, and that Axe shit just makes you smell like a filthy Persian.
Axe is disgusting.
It smells like BO. I don't fucking get it.
Axe is like, I just grew pubes and I want to do American Pie and brag to my friends I'm getting laid.
To me, it
not.
Smells like BO because it reminds me of this fucking stank ass like Persian or bean or like you had the gym locker like behind mine in high school.
Uh-huh.
And it just reminds me of his fucking stench. And I don't know if that was like his BO or his goddamn deodorant. But when I smell that shit, I'm like, fuck, it's like Persian B.O.
I feel this is like a cutscene from the Clayton Bigsby sketch. Nigger stink, nigger stain.
Nigger book.
I smell nigger. Well, I'm trying to remember all the books.
It looks like he made the right career decision.
Oh, yeah. Dave Chappelle. We hear a lot from him lately.
Not since 03. Jesus.
What an idiot.
Decade
what
of
a
nothingness.
Fucking idiot.
Because I doubt Chappelle's show is even pulling in that much royalty money now.
No.
Everyone who's bought those DVDs has already bought them. It's not syndicated, to my knowledge. You'll see it rarely at like 3 a.m. on Comedy Central.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't be pulling in that much. And to my knowledge, he doesn't even fucking do stand-up that much anymore.
I don't know about that. I was going to say that seems the only way he could pay the bills, given what the fuck he's done.
He lives on a fucking farm in Ohio, man. He's probably made at least 5-10 mil. If not more, probably 20.
It's probably a functional farm, actually.
Yes, yeah, so, I mean, I think he's set as long as he's not trying to like live like a fucking baller.
Yeah, I'm sure that wife really doesn't. I'm sure that wife has let that go.
Mediocre
never,
looking like Asian
never
bitch.
Once does he hear, oh, we're on a farm in Ohio. I could have been rich living in a real place.
Well, no, they've always been like that. Or he has. Really? For a while. Yeah.
I just knew that he split his time between Ohio and D.C. like when he was a kid. He had a parent in each city or something like that.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know, one of those fucking weird recluses. Who knows?
I don't know.
And the show came to a grinding halt.
No, it's fine. We can punch out right now. We did more or less.
It ends
the,
not with a bang.
They always end with a whimper. There's always just that moment where it's just like, it's like a marriage ending. It's like, oh, we don't love each other anymore, do we? No, no, we don't. Let's get that divorce.
Ride it out for 6 more months than you should. I don't know. You have any other quick talking points?
I was just going to do more Valentine's bullshit, man. I wanted to talk about, like, if you think people really feel as bad as the media makes you think they do when they're single on Valentine's Day.
I sure as fuck don't.
I mean, I don't give a shit. And then
I think
the
most
problem
guys
is,
don't.
I don't think guys do because we're just
do.
Not on a clock like they are.
No, chicks are just fucking morons, lemmings. Thing in front of him jumps off a cliff.
Well, and then
so
a ton
I.
of them overcompensate. And I was going to ask you if you think that's fake or not, where so many are like, especially the ones in relationships.
I don't care. I'll just get
a
the
lot
cheap
in
chocolate
relationships
tomorrow.
Are like, I don't really give a shit. I'm not doing that much. And that just seems like the guy is walking into a minefield.
Yeah, your relationship is shit if your chick doesn't give a fuck about Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
That means she has no feelings for you anymore.
Well, that's where, yeah.
She's living
if
with
it's
her
hit
fucking
that point,
brother at this point.
It just seems all passion has gone out of things. Like, she doesn't even care to fight to bitch to get that. Or it's just like, oh, you want to get laid? Pull down my sweatpants, okay. Make it fast.
Spit on it, stick it in. I'm not getting wet.
Commercial's almost over. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Well, I don't know. I read some study somewhere where it's like, or maybe you told me. I don't remember, but it's like you basically end up becoming like fucking like siblings or roommates after like 2-3 years.
Holy shit.
In any relationship.
Fast. Wow. Yeah, that wasn't me. I'll buy that. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, and I've heard that from people, too. And it seems like that. I mean, well, I've known people for a while.
It blows my mind when
like what?
Chicks or dudes who are romantically involved are like busting ass in front of each other and shit like that. I'm like,
yeah, you know, fucking taking shits. I hate when chicks like try not to hide the fact that they're shitting.
Lazy oh God, pig. I've really, I don't think ever encountered a woman who did that. I've been so lucky. My cats or my women bury their shit like cats. I was gonna say,
fucking last one. I was like, I gotta go potty. It's like, you fucking potty? Stripper whore. Shut your mouth.
Potty. Ugh.
I know. And then I'd be like eating her ass later. Like, wait, didn't you drop
exactly,
mud?
Exactly. Exactly. I don't even want to have my face down there if you farted 6 hours ago.
And she's just like, you know you like it. I was like, yeah, you're right. I'm disgusting.
God. If she said, you know you like it, I would have punched her so hard in the goddamn sternum.
I was like, yeah, when you're
she'd
right,
she'd be
you're
gasping
right.
for breath. It would be like the scene where
well, it kind of was hot because like, fuck, you filthy bitch. All right.
No, there's
this.
Nothing hot about that. I mean, unless she cleaned it nine ways to Sunday afterward.
Yeah, I mean, I was getting
like,
chunks
like a
on my
fucking
tongue.
Fucking bleach enema after
I
that
fucking
shit.
Vomit. But yeah, one time I was eating this other bitch's ass, and she's like, you should go rinse your mouth out. I was like, you're telling me now? Why'd you
oh
tell me before
God.
I started, you
oh
fucking cunt?
God.
You pig. You wait until I finished?
Is that the time you died of E. coli? Which piglet was that?
Some bitch who used to work for one of Justin's restaurants.
Oh.
Yeah.
You need to wash your mouth. You need to wash your ass, you whore. How about that logic?
And there's definitely been a couple times.
That's like if you fuck the girl and then you come and she's like, you need to invent a cure for AIDS. No, that's not how it works. You dumb slut.
And then there's been a couple times where like smelled or tasted a little ripe and then
oh
nothing was said.
Oh. I only once or twice have been banging a chick like missionary, mind you, because this had been
you got that
doggy
fucking,
style.
Like, butt crack smell.
Yes. I would have cracked her in the spinal column. She would be needing a helper monkey to demand sex the next time if anyone pulled that on me. But yeah.
I mean, that could
fucking
just be like sweaty ass, too. I think it's just shit remnants.
Well, I think sweaty ass has to be spawned from like a little nugget of something back there.
No, I think it just dropped mud earlier in the day and.
Really? Because if
that's
I'm
the
clean back
pay.
There, I can't really get like a sweaty ass smell. Sweaty
well, have
ass
you ever,
smell
like,
to
smelled
me.
Smelled your own asshole? Like,
well, no.
Because sometimes, like, when you fart.
Yes, I've been bored. Go on.
I'm trying to think if I have.
I don't think my ass inherently stinks even when sweaty.
No, it doesn't smell like shit, but it has an ass smell.
I don't fiddle with my ass a lot to notice. I don't fiddle with it a lot. I don't notice ass scent. To me, if I notice any sort of scent, it's because, you know, like a sun-dried prairie, oh. It's all dried out, and then the rains have come from the heavens and reawakened the earth for fertile planting.
That's disgusting. Why don't you shave your ass?
Dingleberry-laden
asshole.
That's a lot of work. It's not dingleberry. It's just one of those things where, like, sometimes you take a dump and you do like 15 wipes and it's still like you think you
that's
got everything.
Use wipes and not paper.
I don't know. It's
caveman.
Just, like I imagine it just coming out like a fucking a mechanical pencil. You know what I mean? Just like
as
you
long
click,
as you're pushing.
You click. You click. Yeah. So it's one of those things where you just pick your battles where it's like, look, I'm going
to
do
it's
this.
It's like deciding where to cut off toothpaste when you put it on your brush.
Exactly. It's just like,
and there's always a little that gets dried off in the cap.
And you come back and you figure 15, 20 minutes later, whatever the situation is down there mechanically, it's calmed down by then.
Yeah, well, you got to wait for that asshole cool down period.
Yeah.
Where it's just gaping like the fucking planet in the fifth element. Like, blah. Like when Gary Oldman anchors it. Like, yeah, you can wipe and wipe because at that point you're like sticking fingers like up your intestine.
Yeah.
But then like once your rectum or whatever closes and you're just like fucking wiping your Cheerio, then there is a tangible end. There's okay. An achievable goal. It's like the Transformers planet right before it explodes.
Omicron. Oh, shit.
I remember that making me really sad when I saw it as a kid. When, like, whatever the fuck his name is. Is
Optimus.
That the wait, Optimus eats the planets?
No, that's Omicron.
Okay, yeah, when he's, like, eating the planet, you see him all, like, trying to run. It's like, where are you running to? He's eating your fucking planet. He's running to somewhere else that he's eating. Dumb fucks.
No, I don't. I was too young for this. I don't remember this. That they, in a lasting manner, killed off Optimus Prime in the cartoon movie. And apparently, kids were so trauma. Like, kids were just crying left and right in the theater.
That was some serious shit, so man. I was like seriously fucked up by that as a kid. I was like, God, there's all these people dying. Like, yeah. This is how it starts.
Oh yeah, that's the first 5 minutes. Omicron just looms into view. And yeah, it's another planet of robots, and they're like little midgety cute ones too. And then he's just sucking them all in his fucking maw.
God damn. That's all I remember is the fucking planet eating shit. I was like, this is depressing.
Oh, I had yeah.
Fucking nightmares.
Back I just remember Optimus saying one will stand, one will fall, and then he bites it. And then apparently
he loses the fight at the end?
He loses to the gun guy, Megatron. And then
I was never into Transformers, really.
Fucking
I mean, like the toys.
Rodimus
right.
Prime or Hot Rod. I guess Hot Rod becomes Rodimus Prime and then he kills Megatron.
Rodimus Prime.
Yeah, Rodimus. Sure.
The toy just gets like a fucking 12-inch
turns
long.
To a dill. Yeah. Big black Rodimus Prime. Complete with two large testicle-shaped orbital stations.
I don't remember any of the goddamn names of the actual cartoon show or any of that shit.
I've read it on Wikipedia because that's what I do with my days. I read wikis on shit that I knew as a child. the G.I. Joe power structure, I'll read that wiki.
Cobra Command or whatever.
Yeah, there's that one. And the Chrome Dome motherfucker. And Deathstro. I don't know. There's a
Captain,
lot.
Not Captain Power?
No. There was like a bunch of evil Cobra guys. Cobra had a very convoluted power structure. There was, I believe, Serpentor, who was the dude in the Cobra, like an actual golden.
I remember the toy for that.
Yeah, that was
the
one
saddest
hot toy.
Part. Like, it's
or
not only that you're reading this, that some asshole took the time to write this for free.
Yeah, exactly.
And
so
other
much
assholes
me.
Like peruse it looking for mistakes.
And I forgot it 5 seconds later. Yeah, it's Serpenta or Serpentor. I think there's the shithead and the executioner / cuck mask.
Cuck mask can be like the fucking like Rammstein Du Hast, like
it just almost like
half like clear like plastic the mask.
The mouth held open to get fucked at will.
But enough to blur your face.
No, there's one guy who's in an executioner's mask, and then there's another guy who has like a silver head.
I remember that. I had that toy.
And then there's another dude who kind of like a silver mask. Like almost a glassy mirrored face. There's a lot of chrome.
What were their famous G.I. Joe characters?
There was like Duke. I remember the Sergeant Slaughter toy, but I forgot if he started off a wrestler or a G.I. Joe.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I believe he was a wrestler first.
I think there was a black too, right?
Probably. Yeah, sure.
It was the 80s.
He was the breakdancing one. Transition. Just one, though. Not going overboard here. And there's like a golden armored one that I think was mostly just a toy. And I remember ordering that toy and loving it. And
from what?
Like you would collect 18
no
of the UPCs.
Internet. Oh, that kind of horseshit.
And mail it in and hope for the best. Back when the USPS wasn't a bunch of shiftless sons of bitches that would pilfer anything they thought was worth a damn.
God damn.
You could just mail things and be like, do you want insurance? No, why would I need that? Now I buy it on anything worth over 20 fucking bucks.
Fuck, I forgot shit like that. Like, hold on to your goddamn UPC code.
Yeah,
like,
cut them out. Get all kinds of Ninja Turtles shit. That was the best. That was the greatest.
Fuck, you're right. I remember doing that.
That was the greatest trick to getting kids to buy more toys.
I remember, like, those turtles where, like, you could open up their shells and it stored their weapons.
Oh, I forgot that. That's yeah. Right. You just pull it back and you'd see their little nubs on the inside with their legs plugged
yeah,
in.
And then, like, fuck, you can, like, put their nunchucks or whatever the fuck and, like, throwing stars in there and, like, they had little, like, mounting pegs. Pretty sweet.
Damn.
Yeah. God damn.
I wish I was a dumb kid again.
I know. I was going to say, you're never going to experience that fucking joy again, even if you're banging Pamela Anderson right now.
No. No, you're not.
Like opening up that turtle shell.
Putting the fucking mask on Casey Jones or, yeah, any of that bullshit.
I always like those fucking Supernaturals, too.
Oh, the hologram badass toys?
They didn't really do shit, but they look cool.
I'm trying to remember my favorites. That were forgotten.
There's the engine. There's a skeleton, which I loved. And I got as a teenager. And fucking mom threw it away.
Oh, because an evil spirit actually
like
lived
inside.
Like, she
threw away the goddamn, like, voodoo skull I had. She threw away my goddamn autograph from the dead guy from Drowning Pool. And Not like I could have eBayed that at the time for any money.
Wow.
Threw away my fucking System of a Down autographs.
Jesus.
Do you still have yours?
My autographed disc? Yeah.
From System?
Yeah.
Oh, well, good for you. But you had a picture, too.
I forgot that.
Yeah, she fucking tossed them, probably. I had it like in between fucking books on the shelf. She like actively searched it out.
She's so bizarre like that. Like, I cannot tell you, I was cooking yesterday. Like, what a hoarding fucking shithole that kitchen is.
Yeah, but why, like, are you throwing my shit out, asshole?
Well, that's what I'm saying. And she compensates for some reason. We have like a shoe out of line. It's like, could you please put your shoes to the side? And you walk in the kitchen. And, like, you're brushing aside the animal feces to get to the canned tomatoes from 2002.
Yet it's not enough to get on Hoarders and make some money from
It's that fine fucking line.
Just enough to be embarrassed.
Like, it could have been Hoarders season one. They've escalated way past
It, but I saw one recently, like, I was flipping through. Where, again, like Anthony always says, just some fat fucking selfish pig.
Well, apparently it's just this very common behavior in older women, especially if they've lost their spouse and
they're
shit.
Selfish,
they're
cunts.
Just hardwired to it.
That's they were always that way, even when they're fucking young and pretty.
I think it's
just
like
they have
their hormones
no
are going
left.
To shit.
No,
and so they're taking like
these are the animals they
gathering
are.
To the millionth level.
That's why, like, when women get older, they're like less shy about fucking or whatever. They're like, yeah, whatever, stick it in. Like,
oh, yeah, because they're losing their value.
Yeah, exactly. Their cachet is going down. All they are,
no, I mean,
fucking
like, don't get me
suck
wrong.
You by.
There are hot 30-year-olds and hot 40-year-olds and hot fucking 50-year-olds, but I believe Patrice said it best. He's like, the hottest 31-year-old on the planet is uglier than the ugliest 18-year-old on the planet.
That I disagree.
He's
a child molester.
He's what? Exaggerating to its logical
conclusion. I mean, I don't agree with that at all. Like, you remember that fucking...
No, there's disgusting 18-year-olds. Obviously, it's wrong. Halle Berry's like 42. I'd eat her fucking asshole.
Well, even just like... Remember when we went to the titty bar for my birthday last year, I think, and there was that bitch like sitting next to me who wasn't a stripper, probably was at one point. She got up on stage. She's wearing like red
and
black.
That chick was great.
She's fucking 44 years old.
That was one of the few times I've been at a titty bar where I'm like...
An amateur.
I'm so happy I'm here.
Every pro to fucking shame.
Anytime an amateur gets up, it's so hot. And
not
anytime,
really, because most of the time they don't know how to dance. I mean, this chick I think was a ringer because she had fake tits. So I think...
I love seeing any amateur at a titty bar naked. It's better than seeing like even the best pros because I'm just like, that's just some dirty bitch from the audience. That's awesome.
Yeah, but they think they're sexy and they're not. They're fucking...
No, usually they're really timid. Like, that's the best part. And
it's
then, like,
horrible.
Finally, their tits come out. And you're
fucking
just,
untie
like
your
it.
Balloon nut whore.
Oh, no. I fucking plump up the whole time that's going on.
No.
Like,
well, I mean, they really only have that
turkey pot
Vixen's.
Pie left in the oven too long. And, pfft,
like,
out comes the gravy.
After the Ravens won the Super Bowl, some drunk bitch got on the stage because the girls weren't dancing during the game.
Uh-huh.
And some just drunk bitch in the audience got
took
on stage.
Took it upon herself.
And fucking, like, two security guys just got her. I mean, like...
Oh, I hope
they
were attacked
dicks.
Violently.
No, they weren't dicks about it, but it's like... Because, you know, the strippers fucking sign waivers. They slip and crack
slip
a fucking
head.
It's the same thing, like... With the gym, that's why like they're supposed to be adamant about people coming in. Not so much that you're like you're stealing and working out for free.
Oh, because you signed a contract.
Yeah,
like,
giving like
400 pounds falls on my dick, I'm not going to sue you.
Exactly, you can't. But if some asshole like in, especially my gym, like comes from the bar upstairs,
mm-hmm.
He's like, hey, can I use your fucking bathroom? And something happens to them, then Golds will be on the hook for some reason. I don't know because there's no fucking personal accountability in this world anymore.
No. I love that, too. Just the excuse, I was drunk. It's like, oh, who made you drunk? Did a magical fairy come down and start doing shots with you?
It was like fucking Tina. Like, hey, you act like a goddamn cunt. Oh, I was drunk. Oh, well, that excuses it.
Pardon est moi!
So if you fucking murder someone, just tell the judge, hey, I was drunk. Oh, well, excuse me.
Yeah.
So sorry to hold you.
People lob that out for any non-criminal
behavior. You
chose
to get drunk,
I was drunk,
piece of
and it's
shit.
Supposed to excuse, like, any of it. And you hit it on the head.
It's your excuse when you're fucking 13, 14 years old and you got drunk for the first time.
Yeah.
It works once.
See how much you get out of legally by claiming you're drunk.
I can't fucking be held responsible for this DUI.
Yeah, I was drunk at the time.
God, I wonder if anyone's tried to pull that. I was too drunk to know whether or not I should drink or drive.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about it, there is something to that.
Yeah,
where it's like, I
drunk
drove to a bar sober, I drank to the point where I forgot all the years I was told drinking and driving
it
was
wrong.
It blows
my mind.
How alcohol that, is illegal and yes, bars are legal.
Yes. It
you gotta
really
figure.
Does. I cannot think of more destructive drugs. I would rather smack be rampantly legal because I don't think a goddamn skaghead would just like crash into a bunch of people.
You've got to figure no fewer, especially like out in the suburbs. You know, if you're in Manhattan, that's something different. People don't drive, period.
Yeah,
but like
they
where
just
we
get
live,
vomited on in the subways.
No fewer than like 50%, probably closer to 75% of the people who fucking leave there are drunk. I know very few people who actually
How many
take
people
cabs.
Do you see leave a bar where you're not at least kind of questionable? Given that like you're, it's what, 2-3 drinks really?
You
before
went
you're
there to drink.
Illegal, yeah.
I think it's like fucking, you can only have one in pass unless you're like a fucking fatty pig fatty.
I think for a dude, you're talking 2 or 3 to start.
I think at 2,
fast.
You're already like rolling the dice.
It's insane.
I want to say like each drink is like 0.04 or whatever.
I thought so they're like 0.04, 0.03.
Right. So if
and
you
pump you
have
one
two,
of those an hour. So if I'm there 3 hours, I can have 4 drinks-ish.
Yeah. Exactly.
And even then, that's dancing the goddamn line.
Yeah, it depends on like your fucking ability to metabolize alcohol.
Yeah.
So, it's, I mean, I've driven drunk plenty of times. It's
fine. Oh, too many times.
It's easy.
Well, it's like any other
skill.
I've
fucking pulled the Nicolas Cage on drink while driving.
Oh, the road sodas.
Open containers.
No, just my favorite story ever is one time I was like high and drunk, like to the point of blacking out.
That's always good, where it's like you don't know what's happening while it's happening.
Oh, yeah. I literally have one memory of a 15-minute drive home of me opening my eyes at a light going, I am way too drunk to drive. And then my next memory is waking up in my bed half-dressed.
Jesus.
Just hanging
where the fuck
it.
Were you driving from?
Like Herndon area.
Was this like, were you in high school at the time?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Who the fuck? Were you seeing some bitch?
No, I was just partying with friends, again, doing bong rips during some Vikings playoff game.
Yeah, fucking the only time I really blacked out was like, I was drinking 151 from like 10, 11 o'clock in the morning because I got out of class early.
Mm.
And this Russian guy from New York I knew, we're doing the thing where like you blow into a lighter. And oh, 151 actually enables you to do that.
Of course. And you burn off your fucking lips like Darkman.
We were in the fucking like courtyard of our apartment complex where everyone could see this, doing this shit at like 11 o'clock a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Just blowing fireballs. Continued to drink 151.
You're on a college campus, though. What do you want?
Later, well, we were actually on South Central L.A. We're fucking walking
then
around the
ghetto.
Then it
gets scary.
Going to dealers' houses. Took like massive bong hits and just blacking
sounds
out.
Sounds like
on
a
the
scene out of Havoc where you forced to fuck X amount of gangsters.
No, but I think I was like
depending on how many dice were rolled.
Stabbed in the back or something. Definitely had a scar when I woke up. And like there's just puddles of vomit everywhere when we woke up the next morning.
Yeah, no
it was a goddamn minefield. Disgusting. Like everyone just
your body
out
was
everywhere.
Fighting to live after what you did to it.
Good times.
Let's end on that note.
Alrighty.
We're not gonna top that.
And all the while, Maria was trying to fucking call me.
Oh, really?
Because I left my AIM on and it was idle.
Oh, I thought
so
you
I get this
then.
Call at like 3 in the morning from her fucking cousin who lives out in California where it's just like, are you okay? I was like, who the fuck is it?
Yeah.
And she says like, oh, it's Cousin Joan. So it's like, I tried to get it together because I was like, all right, I know who this is. I can't just sound like a fuck up. And then I think, I don't know if I called mom back then or later. I was just like, fuck you. Like, never talk to me again.
That's like my classiest moment for whatever reason.
I hope
the day before they
she didn't listen to the recordings, did she?
No.
Like, I don't know if I'd talk to her if dad was still alive. Honestly, I'm
oh god,
very well
are you,
gonna fucking
I
cut her
jack
off.
My dick daily to what that alternate reality is. Are you kidding me?
Like, I probably would have never come back. Like,
I would have stayed down at Charlottesville just continuing schooling and stuff like that, and I would have been out at 20. Oh, that is, don't even get me started down that path, dude. Our lives would be so radically different. Hey,
I never let it fucking affect me.
Are you kidding me? I feel so responsible for that old bag of bones.
Her?
Yes.
She's fine. That's the thing. You got to shake it. She's fine. She's one of those hoarder people. Notice how chipper she was until she had to go back to work. Now all of a sudden she's dying again.
Well, she's just old, though. I mean, she shouldn't be working. She's goddamn 70. Like, I know she doesn't look 70. She's an elderly fucking woman.
But I don't think her job's that demanding. She works for the government. If she wanted to, she could show up.
Dude,
fucking...
I used to do a desk job. I felt like death afterwards, and I was like 28.
Yeah,
it
but she works
sucks.
For the government. It's different.
Yeah, they...
She could fuck off
like
if
a,
she wanted
nah,
to.
It's not a blanket thing like that. They fire people from her office.
No, they don't.
There have been layoffs there.
Layoffs are different. Layoffs is like budget cuts.
Well, it's not like a perform... Okay, who they cut is dependent on were you the shitty employee.
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah.
It's not like they just fire you for the fuck of it, but apparently there's so much downsizing. I mean, her ass might be out of work like in a couple weeks, period.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
I don't think government. She said like maybe they get docked like one or two paydays.
No, no. That's like the likely outcome. There's a chance they just kind of terminate her job.
Fucking pieces of shit. Like, why can they not get it together?
I don't know, man.
This fucking moron.
The whole country
president.
Is just getting like... It, nothing to do with the president. The whole economy is just going to shit. There's more people and fewer
no,
jobs.
No, like,
it's very
if
simple.
You're the president, for God's sake, like, the fucking deficit is huge. Like, trim the shit. Enough with the
that's
fucking military.
That's
because
we give everything to China.
Yeah, stop giving money to fucking other countries and stop
but
spending
that's
money on
that's the nature
on
of capitalism,
fucking...
man. Like, anyone who's not anti-corporate, they should be. Corporations are what run this country into the ground. It's like,
no
oh,
shit. You're
we
giving,
could save
you're
one
taking,
more cent by sending these jobs to a fucking slope. Okay, do it.
You're taking the fucking wealth out of the hands of the many and giving it to the hands of the
yeah.
few.
But that's capitalism. It doesn't have much
fucking
to do with government.
Industrial, military.
Government's just there to pick at the bones of what like society
well, no,
'cause is dictated.
The government spending. Like, who the fuck tells you to spend $50 trillion on some bullshit war?
Well,
I mean,
yeah, I'll give you that.
That's a
that was
huge
the,
part of it.
That was the fucking dullards who.
I mean, those you know, wars are seriously got to be trillions, like not even just billions.
No, they're absurd. But that's more. I think more than anything, that's a public opinion deal. Like that was a bunch of people who were like, "Some dune coons bombed us. We gotta invade."
Yeah, that's always wise to listen to fucking moron Americans. How about you drop a fucking bomb and
because
kill all
I think had they
savages?
Not, it was very calculated on Bush's part. It's like if I don't do this, I'm probably a one-termer, like pappy.
Yeah, because that's more important than you know the wealth of the
it
nation.
Is to a politician. They don't give a shit.
Just drop a fucking H-bomb on those animals.
Glass it.
Any just fucking.
Turn it into the biggest mall of America.
Anytime those animals get out of line, any country ending in AN wiped off the map,
kill
including Japan. I don't care if it's not fucking Kazakhstan.
Rules are rules.
It doesn't have to end with Stan, just AN. Fucking Japan's right in there with Turkmenistan. You both got to go.
The area's a toilet. I don't know what to say. Take out Israel, too. Screw them. I don't give
fuck
a shit.
Them. Jews, what good have you ever done for anybody?
Get to their sweet, sweet diamond mines.
Yeah, I was going to say, fucking tell us where your secret gold cave is that you built after World War II. And then it's off to the fucking gas houses.
Get those teeth that Grandpa Saul hid from us.
Give you 3 weeks to grow out your fingernails, see if you can claw your way out of the shower.
God damn it.
Fucking file them down like Beecher and Oz. Split someone's throat.
There goes any entertainment career I had.
I say we end on that high note.
Yeah, yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was just Freebird right there, folks.
Damn, like
you
like,
just heard the dueling guitar solo.
Which Van Zant was it? Ronnie?
That died?
Yeah.
Maybe Gus?
That's the director.
Oh. Well, who's the other one? Johnny?
I don't remember, man. There's one that lived and then one that died. Like Ronnie and
no,
Donnie. And
one that died and then one replaced him.
Exactly. They
but he wasn't
the
like
brother.
In the band.
Oh, that's right. They're just kind of like, yeah, we have money to make.
Yeah. They still going to this day. How many fucking... They probably have zero original members. They're probably like Napalm Death.
Isn't Sepultura like that too now? Hasn't Igor been out for a
maybe.
While?
Maybe, I have
like
no
that's
idea.
The pronunciation of
how the hell do you
name?
Get kicked out of your own band when you're the last original member? I guess, I mean, if you want to leave
cruel.
And you're like, fuck, you know, like keep this legacy going, but Jesus, like.
I think that'd be hilarious in a lot of ways. Like, what if we just left and some shithead was doing Papa's Basement without us?
How? That's what I'm saying. Like, it means like.
It means nothing.
I would have to somehow like fire you, like me, Veronica, and whoever would team up against you.
In some coup, yeah.
And then like, yeah, and then somehow I get booted. Like it's just a constant changing of the guard.
Something to look forward to for the fans. Papa's Basement without the Papa. All right. I could keep going, actually. I'm pretty charged up. But
them's the music.
We've already got to claw our way out of here because we passed 10.
Yeah, that and who knows, we're fucking snowed in here now. Goddamn Shining.
Good point. A nigger, sir. And that's the soundbite that will end my life. Papa's Basement. Website's in papasbasement.com. Again, you're going to have this recording tomorrow on Thursday. This is Wednesday night, about 10:15 p.m. I'm John Papagiorgio. I'm the host. You want me on Twitter, it's at Papa's Basement. I do a lot of stuff there. I promote all the episodes that go online, all my writing, and I try to be generally funny. The fine gentleman in front of me, Will Papagiorgio, he is at Billy Basil on Twitter. Also at Grey Sky Eternal, G-R-E-Y. That's his band. They do a good job of it. Again, they do the intro music for this, and we usually roll with you guys as the intro. Albums on iTunes, stuff like that.
And we have a new video on YouTube, so just go to youtube.com/GreySkyEternal.
Subscribe to their channel.
All
that
good
stuff.
Shit.
Yes.
You need to do more on like YouTube and Facebook.
I'm just starting. Facebook, I don't know what to do. YouTube, I'm starting to upload clips.
You can promote shit. I mean, do you have links to it in your Twitter profile?
No, I probably need to do that instead of the website.
That might help.
All right. All right, big man.
No one wants to go to a .com anymore. This is not 1996.
All right. I'll talk to you on the laters. Bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.